Hope you're doing good, LFU. Back to the usual lads pre-match pod. Hope you're doing good. It's Forest away today. So, welcome to lads pre-match pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. Now, today, Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff, it's going to be an important game. Forest away. So let's crack on with what happened last week in that just absolute massacre performance that we had. So it was Brighton away. It was an awful performance. I mean, sort of a game of two halves from Leeds, because I thought in the first half, I mean, you'll hear me say this, I thought we could get something. But second half, we were crap. I turned off after the third goal because I just could not be bothered watching us get spanked by Brighton. So yeah, it was rough. But let's see what I thought straight after the match.
So, Leeds United 0, Brighton 3. Not a great game whatsoever. I think, did I expect us to get anything from it? No, not really. I was being optimistic in the podcast, but it's more of the fashion that this defeat happened in. We just looked horrendous. There wasn't a single point where I kind of felt, well, maybe, no, that's a lie, that. In the first half, I felt we could have got something from the game because we actually looked decent. But in the second half, we were just a joke. We really need to sort out this thing of when we concede first, we just fall apart, because it's going to be our greatest enemy this season if we keep doing that. But it's just frustrating. Just, we're such an easy team to beat, especially when we're away from home. I think that's, we only have one win out of five away games and we've had four losses as well. So we need to pull our finger out and start sorting out our away form. But it's just not good. It's not good at the minute. I think West Ham, we should have been a bit more sceptical with the fact that we won that game because they are a crap team. But I think we can just hope. It literally is just, let's hope. Let's see if we can stay out of that relegation zone for as long as possible. But anyway, on to next week. Come on, Leeds!
Yeah, it's just becoming a bit of a frustrating sort of thing that every time we concede first, we just absolutely collapse and fall apart. And in these losses that we are getting, and do you know what? Fair enough, they're against teams like Arsenal and Brighton. It's like our run hasn't been too good. But in these losses, well, I mean, apart from Burnley, that was awful. But in these games, we just haven't looked good. Like, that's the worrying thing. Like, we can all accept a loss, like, fine. In the Premier League especially, loss, fine, against anyone, I'm fine with it. But let's at least look good. Let's look like we were going to score. Let's look like we were good at defending and we just got unlucky. But that's just not the case. It's just so poor, that game was. Honest to God, so bad. But I've relatively calmed down now. I've kind of come to the realisation. We just aren't that good, LFU. Like, we aren't that good of a team. And, you know, this is the harsh reality of the Premier League. We're not that good of a team. But positives taken away from the match, I've literally got written down here nothing. I don't think there was anything good to take away from last week's game whatsoever. Like, nothing. Maybe a bit of an ego check for us to make us realise, okay, maybe we are a 17th, 18th place team and that's what it's going to be looking like near the end of the season. Maybe that, a bit of a reality check. But genuinely, like, player-wise, like, game-wise, I cannot think of any positives whatsoever. So negatives, kind of said them briefly. Too easy to play against. We just look so easy to break down. We don't look solid whatsoever. The only time we look solid is at Elland Road, which is something we really need to sort out. But we just don't look good. Teams can just break us down so easily. And what it takes to win an away game is to go away to the worst side in the league, which is Wolves, and go get a 3-1 win. We just don't look good at all. Like, when we're defending, we just look crap. There's a couple standout players in there, you know. I look at Goodmanson for one of them, Bogle, but we just don't look good at all. And as well as that, the attack is just so uninspiring. Genuinely, if it wasn't for Noah Okafor, we would be so struggling with goals because that man is grabbing that front three by the scruff of the neck and dragging it through games sometimes. And then he gets brought off and then it's just back to some crap that we don't want to see. It's so poor. The attack is just so poor at the minute. A thing that we really need to stop doing if we want to battle into games and stuff is we fall apart after we concede. This tends to be more away from home because obviously against Bournemouth, we went 1-0 down straight away and we managed to get it to 2-2, obviously to a crap last-minute goal. But we concede a goal away from home. That seems to be it. Done, dusted. You might as well just finish the game there. We just fall apart. We look crap. Wolves is the only exception, but that's because Wolves are the worst side in the league. But falling apart after we concede really needs to be sorted out, especially in the Premier League. And the one thing that's beginning to sort of worry me now is the away form. I mean, we have one win in how many games? I think it's like 5 or 6 away games. It's really, really not good. We need to be getting a couple of draws in there. Like, you know, Arsenal and Brighton, you can kind of consider to be write-offs. But then when you look at Fulham, you look at Burnley, they should be at least a point each away from home. And if you look at that, we'd have 5 points from our away games and we'd be in a better league position, but we're not. We just really need to sort out this away form and we can't constantly keep relying on home games to drag us through this league. It's not going to work. Right, there we go. It's the Merv Awards time for last week for Brighton away at the Amex. So let's just crack on with it. So we're going to start off with the goalkeeper, of course, which was Perry, who I've given a 6. I saw a lot of people slating Perry and stuff for his distribution and that. But this is the thing. I couldn't care less about Perry's distribution. The man is a great shot stopper. He's better than Darlow as a shot stopper. Stop giving him so much slander. He's a great goalkeeper. I think with his distribution, what we need to do is just lump it up top. We've got Calvert-Lewin up top who can win headers. Let's do that. Let's do no tippy-tappy, like I sound like Sam Allardyce here. No tippy-tappy stuff from out the back. Let's just get it up top to Calvert-Lewin. It generally frustrates me. Just do that. We have him. Use him. But anyway, Perry 6. Goodmanson 6. I think he had a very, very hard job against Minté. I think Minté, in my opinion, is probably up there with one of the best wingers in the league. Because I've been watching him recently. The way that man is that quick and can dribble with the ball that well. Christ, he is so good. So I think he had a bit of a hard job there, but he did okay. Class, just, it's a Goodmanson game. He's a good player. He's probably going to end up being our player of the season, to be honest with you. And then Rodon Biol are both given 5s. I don't think you can really put the blame on them for any of the goals, although I've kind of forgot what the goals were like because I really want to forget the Brighton game. But I've given them 5s. Just not really good. They conceded 3 goals. Bogle, giving him a 5, I just didn't think he was in the game that much last week. I just didn't really see too much come from him. I thought there was a couple of decent times where we were going forwards. Like, the only good thing was coming from the wings. But even then, I don't think he had the greatest game, so 5. The whole entirety of the midfield, so Ampadu, Longstaff and Tanaka, I've given them a 5. I mean, it's against a hard Brighton team, so it's going to be difficult to play against them. But you just expect better. Like, kick some lumps out of them or something. Stop being so soft and let's just, like, just stay on the ball and just think about what we're doing for a second instead of panicking. And then let's move to the dire front three. Aronson, I've given a 4. Simple as, we were blinded by the West Ham game. I mean, some people might have been, but yeah, it's just back to usual. Brendan Aronson just did not look good at all and manages to stay on the pitch for a long time, which is great. DCL, 4. He was absolutely horrendous, I thought. We just did not play into his strengths whatsoever, which can kind of give him 4. But there was a chance in that first half where he was sliding in. DCL needs to score those. And he's had a lot of those chances this season where it's flying across the 6-yard box and he doesn't get onto it. It's crap. DCL really needs to sort out his finishing and soon because we need to start getting some points. Otherwise, we're going to be in big, big trouble. And then Noah Okafor, arguably the player of the match, giving him a 6. He wasn't on for the whole entire game, but everything in the attack that's great, goes through Noah Okafor. And we can't go on like this. It genuinely can't. Like, we have to have a diverse range of play across this front three. It can't just be, oh, we'll give it Okafor and see what happens. We can't keep doing that. It's the Premier League. We can't force everything through one player. We need to sort this attack out badly. But Okafor, looking like a great player, he just needs more support in that front three. And we could be good. We could be banging in the goals. But then we'll move on to the bench. So Stack, I've given a five. Didn't do much. I'll be honest, I've given the whole entire bench five. So Harrison, Demetra, Justin, James, they just did not change the game whatsoever in any good way. In fact, we looked worse in the second half. So pretty crap subs, if you ask me. Pretty crap subs. But let's move on to the reason why you came here for the pre-match. Let's get rid of all the thoughts of Brighton away. What a crap game that was. So Nottingham Forest away today, 2 p.m. kickoff. I just don't know anymore because our away form is that bad. It genuinely could be any scoreline. I feel like this should be a given win because they've won one game all season. However, it's Leeds United. So let's try and stay positive anyway. Farc Presser, what do we know? So injuries-wise, Calvert-Lewin may miss the game. He's had a little problem in his leg, I believe. So he might be missing today's game, which could be a good thing depending on what your opinion on with Calvert-Lewin is, because I feel like he could do with maybe a drop just to see what Nemecha can do, or even if you throw Pirro in there, because we need to score goals, it's simple as, and our striker isn't scoring goals. I get the fact that Calvert-Lewin offers so much more to the play. However, what's the striker's main job? Score goals. He's not doing that. I feel like we need to change it up. It's the seventh time he's been asked if it's a must-win game, Daniel Farc. So, he seems to be getting pretty frustrated. But this is the nature of it, Daniel. Forest away, when they're in crap form, and we're in crap form, this needs to be 3 points. I'm sorry. These are the games you've got to be looking at to get 3 points in order to stay in the Premier League. He's wanting a point per game, and he's getting that. We're on 11 points from 10 games, but we need to be doing better because there's games where we could have got more than just 0 points. You know, I look at Fulham, for example, Burnley, we should not be losing 2-0 to them. So, yeah, it's frustrating, though. But, hey, trust in Farc, I guess. Daniel James able to start, which is good news, which means hopefully Brendan Aaronson will be dropped from that right wing position. I mean, I'd like to see Nonto go in there, but, you know, we can't ask for everything. And he didn't expect to be in this position. He said he expected to be in the bottom three, which is nice for him to be optimistic about. Yeah, he expected us to be in the bottom three, so we're clearly doing good. We're clearly doing all right. And to be fair, I've done a lot of complaining today, but we kind of are doing okay because we're not in the bottom three. And that's all that matters. But we could be doing better, a lot better. So starting 11s, what would I do? So I'd go for Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Biol, Bogle, Ampadu, Longstaff, Tanaka, Okafor, Nemecha, and Nonto. We need to get Nonto back in the side immediately. I think DCL should be dropped regardless if he's injured or not. And we should bring in Nemecha because we need to change up that striker position somehow. We need a striker who's going to score us goals. And of course, I'm not saying Nemecha is going to be that man, but let's get a fresh set of legs in there. Let's do something different instead of persisting with Dominic Calvert-Lewin over and over again. We don't need to do that. It's going to become insanity. But what I think will happen is it's going to be Perry, Goodmanson, Rodon, Strike, Bogle, Ampadu, Longstaff, Tanaka, Okafor, DCL, Aaronson. I think it's going to be the same as last week against Brighton. And Farc loves DCL, so I don't think he'll drop him whatsoever. So, yeah, I think they're the starting 11s. That's what I think it's probably going to be, what Farc will go for. And that's what I'd do if I was a gaffer of Leeds United. And let's do the score prediction now. So, Nottingham Forest away. I can't lie. Never really have the greatest memories of going to the City Ground. I saw the other day that was it 4-0 or something, or 4-1 loss against them in 2019 on New Year's Day. What an awful game that was. God, I remember that. But, I don't think it's a good place for us to go. It's always a good atmosphere at the City Ground. They're going to be up for this one, especially against Leeds, because they know it's a side they're going to be able to get 3 points against. Sean Dyche as well as a manager. It's going to be a really tough game. No matter how crap this Nottingham Forest side are being this season, it's going to be a tough game. And I really want us to win. I really want to say we're going to win, because I feel like we can. Nottingham Forest are a crap side. I think we can go there and get something. And you know what? We can. So I'm going to say 2-2 draw. I think it's going to be goals from both sides, because in theory, we should both be going for it. No side should be sitting back and going, oh yes, we're just going to stay here and hope it's a nil-niller. There'll be goals. So I think a 2-2 draw against Nottingham Forest. I'd be kind of happy with that. I'd be happy with it because it's a point, but I feel like when we're going to Nottingham Forest or in the form that they're in, we should be getting three. But just because of the way we're playing, I think it'll be a draw. So 2-2, that's my final prediction for this week. So, you've heard enough of what I think. Let's hear what Dad thinks in the wise of you about today's game for Forest away.
Good morning, lad. So, I suppose, really, after the collapse of Brighton, it's a bit more heightened now to get a result here at Forest today. And, you know, because it is Sean Dyche, I don't think we've got that bad a record against Dyche, have we? At least I fancy it. I think this now, and actually progression from last week, I think Sunderland, those two away games, is I fancy our chances the most. Villa are looking pretty good now, so that'll be a tough one at home. But I think if we could get a point against Forest today, that would be bloody marvellous. But there is a chance, I feel, of maybe getting the 3 points as well. So I'm going to go tight. So I want to go 1-0 or 2-1. I think we will concede, unfortunately. I'm not sure we'll be able to put up with from form we've seen already. But I think we will concede is what I mean by that. So, yeah, 2-1. I'm going 2-1 win Leeds.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think he's been a bit optimistic with a win. I just think we're going to struggle against Forest. That's all. But Dad thinks 2-1. I think 2-2. It's going to be a tough game, but especially in our run into the new year now, you know, you look at the run of games, we need to be getting something against Nottingham Forest, otherwise we're going to have a long streak of away games without a win. That's my prediction anyway. It's going to be tough. Anyway, there we go. LFU, lads, pre-match pod for Nottingham Forest away is done and dusted. Make sure to follow the socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and X. Safe journey to the City Ground if you're heading down today. Hopefully you have a cracking time, regardless what the scoreline is. You're going to Nottingham, so it's bound to be a laugh. Make sure you enjoy yourself if you are staying at home to watch it, or wherever you are, whether you're going to be listening to it on the radio, whatever you're doing, make sure you enjoy it. And let's try and get 3 bloody points, 3 big important points, against Nottingham Forest to round off our weekend in style. Come on, Leeds!